Ed, good morning. It is an open phone day today on the talk show. We've got a little piece of rain that's just to our north right now, and that rain, but it looks like it's going to go pretty much, so if you're in the just north of Burlington, yes, there is rain, and that's going to continue to move across and move around. If you're in the south part of Burlington, you're going to be just fine, and you should stay dry, and then we're going to be mostly sunny skies. They're going to be through the day today. Anyway, it is an open phone day today. We're talking about anything and everything. FDA approval has just been given fully to the Pfizer vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine has received full FDA approval, and this was, it was generally expected that it would happen. It was under emergency approval, and I know that there is, we've had a number of people on the air say, well, I'd get the vaccine, but I want full approval to have it, and I think that's what...
Well, we have it now.
Now, but if you
want... We knew it was going to happen. It was a matter of when, not if.
Well, and it was the other thing is, but if you want an excuse to not get the vaccine, it seems people are coming up with any excuse they can find.
It really is sort of an interesting mindset, but you also have to factor in that more and more places and more businesses and more officials are trying to make life harder and harder if you're unvaccinated.
Well, and these are, and private businesses can do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is quite possible.
The
you're
only
going to
things
see...
that cannot do whatever they want to do are things that are regulated by the government, i.e. things like schools and government offices and police departments and things of that nature.
You cannot go out to eat in New York without being fully vaccinated.
You can't go out to eat in Chicago without a mask.
You can't go out to eat in Chicago without a mask. You can eat outside without a mask,
yes.
If I'm right. It's indoor mm-hmm. dining.
Several places in California, you can't go unless you're vaccinated or have a negative COVID test.
There's different rules all over the place. We've got a governor that is trying to penalize any school that would be instituting a mask mandate.
And right across the river, we have a governor who is implemented, that's the word, mask mandates across the board.
And then...
And those are two extreme halves of the same coin, and really, you want to be somewhere in the middle.
You know, I don't know.
I think you and I are both of the opinion that the mask mandate thing should be at the behest of the school.
It should be a school board thing. It should be... The individual school board should be able to make a decision based on what is the right thing for them. I think that's what... And freedom, that's really the real key here. It's not a one-size-fits-all thing.
So you're saying gubernatorial mandate is not exactly something that states need.
Yeah, well, no, a gubernatorial mandate, and our governor seems to be, keep our businesses open, keep things going, but use common sense, don't be an idiot. Okay. At your own risk.
And you and I were talking about this earlier with college and pro sports kicking on, and you and I are pretty much of the same opinion on this as well. You're going to see stadiums and schools not allowing people in unless they're vaccinated or can show proof of a negative COVID test.
Within the last 48 hours.
Within some time frame set by that stadium.
Typically, it's got to be within 48 hours or less.
Especially if it's a domed stadium.
Especially if it's a domed stadium. But you're going to find that. You're going to find that, I think, just about everywhere. I don't think, as far as masks, I don't think stadiums... Now, the Soldier Field, they aren't... Are they under a mask mandate? I don't believe so, are they?
I believe they are, actually.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Considering the stadium is property of the city...
I suppose. You didn't wear a mask in Chicago for the Cubs game, did you?
There was no mask mandate implemented at that time.
Okay.
It was before the mask mandate was reinstated. I just saw a flash of lightning there. That was
well,
weird.
No, it's to our north. Yes, it is. There's a thunderstorm moving right across the very top of the area. And, yes, we had a forecast saying there was a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Well, that chance of showers, it's It's very narrow, and it is to our north. So if you're heading north, you'll be heading into rain.
We're just getting a dusting of rain here.
Well, we're getting, a little bit here. We're sort of right on the edge of it right here.
But, to get back on topic, it's definitely going to be on a city-by-city basis, but I think most cities you're going to see some kind of mandate, whether it be masks or vaccines, to get into, at the very least, a professional sports event. Colleges, that's a bit of a different animal.
And Lollapalooza, that was in Chicago, 380,000. They did require either fully vaccinated or basically.
And festivals, that's another private thing. But I think for colleges, what you're going to see is you're going to see those mandates for students. For the general public attending, I don't know what the mandates are going to be.
What you are seeing in, you found, I believe, there are 800 or 900 colleges and universities that are requiring full vaccination before you can register.
One of them is,
and it's not a choice of okay.
I believe one of them is University of Illinois.
And that could very well be. I don't know specifically if there's any in Iowa that have that.
I don't think so, actually, no.
Well, they're state facilities, so I'm not sure. There may be private colleges and universities, and they have, and the thing is, the difference between public and private is that there really shouldn't be a difference. It should be the same for all,
Be up to the school's discretion.
Should be up to the school's discretion, not based on a government mandate or not mandate. What we have is a mandate to not mandate.
I'm just going to come out and say it shouldn't be based on politics at all.
It shouldn't be based on politics, but it is.
But it sadly is, much like many other things that shouldn't be politicized, but are.
Interesting thing, over the weekend, President Donald Trump gave a speech condemning Joe Biden on one hand, but then saying, folks, you really need to get vaccinated, and he got booed. This is in Alabama, though, in the redneck Riviera, where they have cases surging out of control. Florida having cases surging out of control, run by a governor that is absolutely adamant about the fact he didn't want to implement anything. I'm not sure why. He's a candidate. He's a candidate for governor. Or now he's a candidate. He wants to be a candidate
for re-election.
He wants to be a candidate for president, is what he really wants to be. And he's following the Trump mantra. Anyway, we've got...
Well, you understand his mindset that it should be left up to personal choice, but...
I understand, you know, that.
Where do you cross the line?
Well, the fact is you're getting 130 to 150,000 or more people every day that are coming down with COVID, and by and large they're unvaccinated for the most part. Anyway, good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Yeah, this is Dean Northern Drive. We just had a bucket of rain.
Yep.
Basically, I'm telling everybody to call their congressman about the situation in the White House, Afghanistan. I told him what I thought, basically, and also I told him to basically go after Twitter and all the computer companies, because like Twitter, they have on there Al-Qaeda. They haven't took it down.
That is actually true, yes.
And they have the Taliban on there, too.
Did they take it down?
No, here's the thing, Dean. Dean, you mind if I say this real quick? Yes.
They're hypocrites. At the same time, we can't have Donald Trump on Twitter on a computer. My pastor's been taken off about two or three times. And I know somebody else, but... we're going to allow Al-Qaeda, which is a terrorist association, and also they have a book by Hitler that Amazon is selling, but they won't kill Mockingbird or anybody who is conservative who published a book.
Yeah, Dean, I really, to start on the first point with Twitter, is that a lot of the times these accounts that are being blocked are done by an automated algorithm, and these guys just know how to get around it. I do agree that they did actually go and enforceably ban.
Then why don't Congress pass a bill saying they can be sued? I break them up.
That is a very good question.
I don't know if they can or not.
I'm all for that 100%.
And on the second point,
bad mistake saying they can't get sued.
And on the second point about Amazon not selling any conservative authors, that's at the behest of the higher-ups. They choose what they sell on that website. So,
well, that's McCarthyism. I mean, that's...
I wouldn't call it McCarthyism. It's them.
If that's
what you believe, that's fine. But I'm just saying, in my opinion, it's Amazon showing their politics. They wear their politics on their sleeve.
And you can buy a book anywhere you want from anybody else, anyhow.
There's
anyway,
a lot of great local places
and
you can go to buy books.
And you can go on the web and order it.
Like I said before, when I was on this program, that it's like the 1800s. You had four families control the economy of America, and people fought back. And one was J.P. Morgan, the Rockefellers. And basically,
so you're saying we need some new antitrust laws?
But also we need to do like the people did. American people had enough, and like I said before, you know, like pray for the people of Afghanistan. Pray, maybe we should have a rally that will pray for them, pray for Americans, because they had one guy on said he went to the airport and he was whipped by Al Qaeda.
Taliban. It's the Taliban, mm-hmm. Yes.
And one woman went to the airport, was American, and if she was showed her a passport, she would have been dead or tortured.
No, I know.
No argument from me on that one.
No argument at all, Dean, on that. I think the entire process has simply baffled and been poorly handled, and it was a
disaster from the start.
Pray. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
For everything.
All right.
And that's all we can do. Leave in his hands because there's nothing else.
All right. Hey, Dean. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right.
Just get back on one point. I heard it's like Amazon not selling. So again, it's a private company, and like it or not, Amazon is a company that loves to wear its politics on its sleeve.
And I'm not exactly sure. What is this? This is a book by that Hitler wrote.
He's talking about Mein Kampf.
Oh, is it Mein Kampf? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Which was written while he was in prison, wasn't it?
Was written in prison after the beer hall putsch, but
yeah.
That's a whole other story.
That's another story, anyway. 754-1490, 319-754-1490. No, I think the optics, if not only, not the optics itself were bad enough. President Biden on vacation, supposedly. If he blew something that he really did,
he should have been on camera that afternoon.
He should have been right back at the White House. He should have been on camp. He should have been negotiating.
At the very least, he should have been on a Zoom call.
On a Zoom call with all of that and
bare minimum on the phone.
Bottom line beyond that is that yes.
We did have a president who took a lot of vacations before, haven't we?
We've had a lot, but the difference is... At least one in my lifetime. But in a crisis situation, and it was a crisis situation, the fact is we saw this happening. We saw these towns falling, and it's to think that your original projection on Kabul falling in a certain amount of time... Yeah, okay. When you see everybody else falling and people are laying down their arms,
maybe slow down a little bit.
When they're literally
just a little bit, slow down a little.
They're just dropping their weapons.
And
they're
surrendering.
Running and surrendering. Then you might as well. You know what you should do? You probably should say, okay, they're going to be in Kabul. We need to pretend. We need to assume that they will be immediately into Kabul, and we need to take action now. We need to not take action. And we need to have, and I think the other thing was there is a lot of call from European leaders. Look, we've had people in Germany ever since the Second World War. We've had people in Korea ever since the Korean
conflict.
Yeah,
I'm asking, in terms of the humanitarian part of this, where the heck is the United Nations?
Where's the United Nations? The United Nations, yeah, but there should be a military group or somebody that is in there to simply help on a unified allied group that is in there. We didn't do Joe did not do a good job of explaining or talking over with his allies, so to speak. We got 21 different countries that are allies. Now,
yeah, where
are we the big
we're the big fish in the pond.
We're the big fish in the pond, but But it's sort of like...
This is not something you can just do on your own.
It's like, oops, and now let's try and clean it up afterwards instead of let's be prepared and be proactive and instead of reactive. That's where we've ran into some problems.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this whole thing dealing with COVID and, you know, the fact that it's been politicized, people say this is the worst disaster we've ever had. People that say that probably don't remember the Vietnam was the debacle of all debacles. They don't remember some of the other.
Steve, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Every single action in terms of everything has been politicized in the media and by people since Vietnam.
Yeah, I know. And now we've got the people calling on.
And I think another event that really heightened that and made it worse was 9/11.
Well, 9/11.
That changed everything.
Well, 9/11, yes. The worst disaster in history, 9/11. Were we prepared for 9/11? No.
No.
Did we miss the signs? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did we pay a penalty because of it? Yes. Huge penalty. Thousands of people lost their lives. It was an embarrassment to America.
Thousands of people dead and trillions of dollars wasted.
Yeah, and all of that. Yeah, and did we make a huge mistake by trying to go in and to did we should have extracted Osama bin Laden out of if you couldn't get Osama bin Laden.
The whole point of the operation was to go after Saddam under the guise of weapons of mass destruction.
Well, it was first to go to
that
Saddam.
That was proven to be false.
But that was the first thing was to get to Osama bin Laden. We went to Afghanistan first.
The plan all along, as I understand it, was to get Hussein.
But Hussein was somewhere after the fact. The first thing was to jump in. We didn't go into Iraq right away. We went into Iraq in 2003. Should we have gone into Iraq again?
No.
No.
Should we have had a two-front war?
No.
Did we not get enough of going into Iraq in 93?
Well, no,
In
91, we went in, and then
That was a reactionary effort.
It was a limited effort, and it was over with very quickly, and then we got the heck out
exactly
of there.
I wouldn't exactly call Operation Desert Shield limited.
Well, not limited, but it was considerably different than being bogged down.
Nor would I call Desert Storm limited.
No, I wouldn't call it, but I would say, it was lightning fast. And yes, what did we have happen? We did have all these oil wells that went up in smoke.
Yeah, because Saddam sent them up in smoke.
Yep, I know. And then we had to send in the Hellfighter. What is it? I'm not sure. the firefighting thing. It was the movie was the Hellfighters anyway. All right, we're going to take a break. We got news on the way. Our phone lines are open, 754-1490. Your thoughts on anything and everything? It's going to be a hot day today. We've got some rain that's
hot
also...
Hot and wet.
Not so much wet very long. This is a very small thing. It's right across the north, and it's going to be going out of our weather picture over the next half hour. Anyway, it's 9:30 at KBUR.
Friday night is football night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. This Friday, join Scott Mason and John Flaherty as Burlington opens the season hosting Washington. Brought to you by Reinschmidt's Flooring America, Bob Dodd's Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door, Ritter's Garden Center, Standard of Beaverdale, and the Pilot Grove Savings Bank. BHS Football, 7 p.m. Friday night on News Radio 99.3. 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt-on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
It's time for some straight talk. Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get our unlimited plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune in to Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
In farming, everybody knows relationships drive the industry. When you choose the best seed, you also get the best people. Hi, this is Joe Mershman. It makes me proud to hear our customers talk about our people. From the office, production, delivery, and the people out in the field. Like Ben Pieper, our product manager and agronomist. Ben's job is to pick the very, very best products to go on your field to produce the highest yields possible.
I talk to farmers just like you every day. Spend countless hours walking fields. I see the most yield-limiting problems that farmers have. Weeds, disease, insects. You have a lot on your mind. As product manager, I can select soybeans that solve those problems.
They'll make it grow.
Contact your local Mershman Seeds dealer today or go to MershmanSeeds.com and let's grow together. Mershman Seeds, your friend in the field.
Now, News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. The Illinois State Police have released details of a Henderson County crash that left multiple people injured. According to a preliminary report, on Saturday, a 2020 Nissan Altima driven by 46-year-old Angela Bowman of Burlington was traveling northbound on 700 East and 750 North in Henderson County. At the same time, a blue 2011 Ford F-150 driven by 69-year-old Bradley Shaw of Dallas City, Illinois, was going southbound in the same area. Bowman failed to yield when turning left onto 750 North and struck Shaw's vehicle in traffic. Both Bowman and Shaw, along with four other passengers in both vehicles, were injured in the crash and taken to an area hospital for treatment. Bowman was later issued a citation for failure to yield. A prosecutor says an Iowa man seen in a videotaped confrontation with a police officer during the Capitol insurrection should be returned to jail until trial because he violated terms of his release by watching anti-government internet videos about the January 6th attack. Douglas Jensen was released in July after spending 6 months in jail while awaiting trial. At the time, Jensen told a judge that he had been duped by QAnon conspiracy theories and had since experienced a, quote, wake-up call. A court filing Thursday says 30 days later, on August 13th, a pretrial services officer found Jensen in his garage in Des Moines listening to news on a website that features anti-vaccine and anti-government content. Recreational vehicle and boat manufacturer Winnebago Industries is moving its corporate headquarters from Iowa to Minnesota. The company had been based in Forest City, Iowa since its founding in 1958. It said Thursday that the official shift to Eden Prairie, Minnesota will be effective December 1st. The company's executive offices have been in Minnesota since 2016. That's when CEO Michael Happ became president and CEO of Winnebago. He's the former head of Eden Prairie-based lawnmower maker Toro Company and did not move to Iowa. Winnebago Industries employs about 6,500 employees, with 100 based out of its Eden Prairie office. The company says manufacturing locations will remain the same. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. We've reached a milestone in the fight against COVID.
The FDA just giving full approval to Pfizer's COVID vaccine. It's the first vaccine to get that full approval and in record time, too.
Fox's Dana Perino. Health officials believe this may reassure some of those who are hesitant to get the shots.
In California, today's the day that all healthcare workers must be vaccinated or undergo weekly testing and wear masks. Also starting today, all Hawaii Department of Education employees will be required to get weekly COVID tests unless they provide proof of full vaccination. The grand prize drawing is set for today in the student vaccination reporting campaign at the University of Wyoming, with the winner getting up to $4,500 in tuition and fees.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. And we're learning that President Biden will deliver remarks on the COVID response this afternoon following that approval. This is a Fox News alert.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Well, we've got showers and thunderstorms in the northern part of our KBUR coverage area, including North Burlington, and it is going to be rain over the next half hour, but we're going to see what should be back to sunshine. Partly sunny to mostly sunny skies the rest of the day. We're going to have a high temperature reaching today around 90 degrees this afternoon, and we'll see what should be. Low tonight, down to 73 with partly cloudy skies. Sunny skies. Right now we've got some rain, 77.
Weather brought to you by Southeast Iowa Regional Airport and Air Choice One, making your travels easy, flying from Burlington to St. Louis and Chicago daily. Beating the world takes the work of a farmer. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual tip their hats to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. They're proud to offer the coverage farmers need to keep growing, so they're taking this moment to say thank you for planting our future. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This year has changed the way we all live our lives. But one thing that will not change are the great relationships with your hometown bank. I'm Connor Holzen, your real estate loan officer with Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, you can count on us to assist you with all your home buying needs. At the Danville State Savings Bank, when you're ready, so are we. Just give me a call. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this morning out of the gate to start the new week of trading. Bitcoin soaring, topping 50,000 for the first time in 3 months. Pfizer and BioNTech shares are higher today on word of full FDA vaccine approval. That's imminent. Fast food wages jumped 10% in the last quarter, the biggest jump in years, according to Black Box Intelligence and Snagajob. Target says it'll triple the number of Disney stores inside of its stores, hoping to drive foot traffic heading into the holidays. People who just make money on their money by holding dividend-paying stocks are on pace for a great year. Payouts will hit $1.4 million, nearing pre-pandemic levels. The very first Monday night Powerball drawing is tonight. Jackpot $293 million. That's three drawings a week aimed at getting jackpots higher faster. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
And there's a change in the weather.
It's horrible out here.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain in effect.
On air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on the talk show. We got rain continuing to come down. Very light rain right now. And again, down to the south, they've got sunshine. To the north, where we are right now, we're right on the edge. And doesn't matter whether you're on the edge or whether you're right in the center, because when you're on the edge and it's coming through, it's coming through. Light rain right now, a little heavier rain is right now going through the Quad Cities and Muscatine area. As we are looking at weather radar right now, it is an open phone day today, and we're talking about anything and everything we've got. Big story you just heard from Fox News is that the Pfizer vaccine has been given full FDA approval. I know that that is one of those things that was one of the reasons why a number of people would say they don't want to be, they do not want to be vaccinated.
Hopefully that changes a lot of people's minds.
It might change some people's minds. I think that I'm not sure what. People seem to have all kinds of reasons. I don't want to be... is it fear of the vaccine?
I think that might be a part of it.
Is it anxiety? I mean, is it I don't want the vaccine because I don't... I've heard some people get sick from the vaccine.
Yeah, because you're listening to the very small minority of people who have a reaction to it.
Like
I get it, if you consult your doctor and say this has an ingredient in it and you're allergic to it, so don't get it.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But people say it's like it should be between, you know, your primary care doctor and you. Is like, I'm just gonna say right now, 9 out of 10 doctors. Like, are going to recommend this vaccine to you.
Yeah. Well, we've got an ad on the radio. We're talking about, you know, if you really haven't made up your mind, hey, you know, look, the reality is they've got a lot of hospitals that are really full right now. Yes. Can you still get COVID if you have a vaccine?
There's a possibility.
Yes. But typically much milder. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
This is Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, what's on your mind?
You need to read the article on Cohn in Sunday's paper. He was a Marine over there in Afghanistan.
I did see that, yes.
I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, I think the fact that where we are and what we've done and where we are now, it's, you know... Did I ever think we'd be still in Afghanistan 20 years later? No. Did I ever think we'd have a war in Afghanistan and a war in Iraq going on? This goes back to the beginning. No. Am I surprised at the ineptness of the Afghan army laying down their weapons? Yes. But I am also surprised at our military being so, and military and leadership basically not having thought their plans out well in advance, and should have had a lot of these things taken care of. The optics were bad, and it was also we should have some standing force there, at least not so much any different than we do in Korea. Or in Germany. I mean, hey, we still have troops
Japan.
There. Or Japan. I think there's a need. I think particularly we can't create a void in a country. And I think that's sort of what I get out of it. And I think that's what Pat Cohen would agree with that too. Are you there? Okay. Well, I guess not. 754-1490, 754-1490. We'd like to hear from you today. If you haven't been vaccinated and you've been waiting for full full FDA approval.
Well, there it is.
Does this change anybody's mind?
Hopefully it does.
You know, I think the fact that we've got this thing surging, very much so, and particularly, it's running rapid right down in the South.
Yeah.
It's gone nuts down there.
I can tell you a big part of why it's running rampant is, again, because we got our COVID numbers down extremely low at the beginning of this year. They were really low, and we just decided COVID's over, we're done, and we weren't.
And I don't need to, we're not going to get to herd immunity, so why even bother? Well,
The
number of people that have been...
Kind of goes without saying, doesn't it?
But we've got 95% of the intensive care unit beds in many hospitals in the South. 95 to 100%. In fact, they got people staying, they're out in the halls right now. Instead of the being in the ICU.
And they're being shipped up to other hospitals.
They're being shipped to other hospitals and that sort of thing.
Miles away.
I think we have two things that are, the optics on two things are both very bad, and we hopefully will be improving on both of those. Afghanistan, look, we need to have, This having the Taliban controlling this access to the airport, let's face it, we need another plan, and we need, I don't care what you do, but get our soldiers in there and open up an escort. They did do some helicopter evacuations from some of the hotels, but the reality is, look, if we're caught in a situation where we've got a force which is basically preventing us from getting our people out, then we need to go to that force and do whatever has to be done to get our people.
I don't remember who. I think it was you, actually. I think you were trying to liken this to the fall of Saigon.
It had the imagery.
There are a lot of parallels.
The imagery of people trying to hang on to helicopters was very similar to the imagery of people trying to hang on. Hanging on, I've never seen anything like...
Hang on to a 747.
A C-47. I don't know whether that's just...
Which, if you've never seen one of those planes, it's basically a flying fortress.
It is a flying fortress, and to hang on to that with the idea that this is... this is your way out of Afghanistan. Well, it's your way out of life, I guess. So it is, I guess, your way out of Afghanistan.
That just shows some people's real desperation.
But it does show desperation, and that's something that, I don't know.
Whether it's us or NATO or the UN or somebody needs to get a force in there to help people get out if they want or need to get out.
But I agree. I think that this we're being told, oh, the Taliban will not be happy if we don't get out by the 31st of August. Hey, look, send it.
And maybe we should get some people to get them out.
Maybe we should do exactly what we should do, and that is do whatever we need to do to get that situation. We're also facing a lot of issues with the fact that we've got, I think, tens of thousands out so far, but the reality is you got to have a place for them to go. So all of these things... There should have been a plan for all of these things, a much better laid out plan and a much better
researched. It seems like, as bad as it sounds, it seems like we are just kind of making this up as we go along.
We are making it up as we go along. And
that is not a way to handle military operations.
That is not a way to handle it. We're going to be back in a minute or two, and we will take your call, 754-1490. What do you think?
This, keeping on the down low here,
is the Dan Patrick Show.
Fans got a chance to come out, and they got a chance to yell at the Astros. That would be cheater. Oh, Altuve, the poster child. Go ahead. Get it out of your system. You've been waiting for it. You had to wait even longer because of the pandemic. Like, at what point do you just say, we move on? Can you move on?
Dan Patrick.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Weekday mornings, 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Is a college education a distant dream you hold for a newborn child staring you in the face? Next to retirement planning, paying for your children's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear. A 529 college savings savings program is an option to help save for higher education. For more information on this flexible college savings program, contact the financial advisor team at Two Rivers Investment Services. They can help you plan today for tomorrow's college education expenses. Prior to investing in a 529 plan, investors should consider whether the investor's or designated beneficiary's home state offers any state tax or other benefits that are only available for investments in such state's qualified tuition program. Withdrawals used for qualified expenses are federally tax-free. Tax treatment at the state level may vary. Please consult with your tax advisor before investing. Securities and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, may lose value, not insured by any federal government agency, and not a bank deposit. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. LPL Financial and Two Rivers Investment Services are independent entities.
September is loaded with chances to win at Catfish Bend Casino. Win a $250 Hy-Vee gift card with the Tables Hy-Vee gift card giveaway. Two winners drawn every Friday at 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. Earn entries with every 60-minute rated table play. Five times entries on Mondays and Wednesdays. Also this month, win some Man Cave money. Gift cards of $250 up to $1,500 from Menards, Lowe's, Ashley Furniture, Best Buy, or Walmart. Five winners drawn every Saturday at 8 and 10 p.m. Five times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Come out, play, and live lucky at Catfish Bend Casino.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right.
Dr. Fauci. Those people aren't wearing a mask. They don't want to wear a mask because they don't think it's real. So you're asking me to protect people who don't care or believe any of the crap you're saying.
The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson, weeknights from 8 to 11 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
We've got rain continuing to move across, as I said. It's across the northern part. We're getting a large amount. Well, not. We're getting a fair amount of rain right here, and we're getting some rain to our north. To our south, things are very different right now. But we will see this rain move through, and we will see a return to sunshine. But right now, the rain being stubborn and hanging in there, and we knew it was going to come close, but it looked like it was going to miss us, but it didn't miss us. Anyway, 754-1490, 319-754-1490. I think the fact that we've got, I guess what, we have eight states whose governors have, in spite of the fact that we've got this a surging COVID right now in this Delta variant, despite mm-hmm. that fact, we still have eight states that are adamantly fighting to prevent any changes or any, living it sort of like we were a few months ago when we thought everything was over. And so, and why, I don't understand. What's the reason, what is the reason that we're hanging on so tight? I'm talking about Governor Reynolds and Governor Abbott, and I'm talking about Governor of Florida and those.
What Newsom.
Not Newsom.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Governor, what's his name?
Governor of Florida, right? I mean, yeah, and the, fighting so hard to and.
I don't know.
Cases surging, and you're. But I don't know.
I wish I could tell you.
Putting your head in the sand, or what are you doing? I don't understand. I mean, hey, look. The times are changing. Things are changing. Look, react to it. You want to bring it back. Nobody wants to have the place shut down, but let's be at least.
I don't know if we can economically handle it being shut down again.
I don't think we can. So don't do that, but use common sense. Hey, do what you can to protect your people. If you don't, you might as well resign.
Common sense is a lost art, Steve.
Always has been, perhaps always will be. I don't know. maybe it's just a dream. I don't know. It's but you know, you're all
certainly seem to be in some kind of nightmare.
Yeah, it does seem to be, but that's just the way it is right
now. That's just life.
Yeah, it is. And Anyway,
it's just, I really wish I could find a concrete reason for why these governors and these legislatures don't want any kind of mandates. I cannot find a legitimate reason why they would not implement some sort of mitigation efforts.
I don't understand either, but I guess that's just the way it is, because if there is no reason for what is going on, and if there is no logic in what's going on, then simply let it be, you know, hey, let common sense at least rule. Let's at least be vigilant. Let's get rid of this doggone Delta variant. Let's get rid of this stuff. Go back. Let's get the people.
Let's get our lives back.
That's you're looking at. All people want is to get their lives. They want to be back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want new normal. They don't want.
To put in perspective, right now we're in new normal.
Do they want a mask mandate?
No.
Do they want to have? They want this thing over so they don't.
Do
have
they
a
want
mask
it now?
Mandate.
Is it something we might need to have? I don't know.
I don't know either. But it's not my.
It's not our call to make.
It's not my call to make. Yeah, it's just the way it is. Well, I see the rain is letting up here in the north. Should be moving through. I looked at all the radar that I could look at, and it all looked like it was going to go right on by us. But nope, not quite. But that's another story. Anyway, as far as anything else is going on in our state, I think one of the biggest problems we're facing right now is distribution in general.
Mm-hmm.
Distribution in general is a big problem. Nobody wants to hire, people don't want to drive. Did you see the story on school bus drivers?
I did.
55,000? 55,000 bus drivers across the country? They don't want to drive a bus anymore.
Nope.
I don't blame them. But it's like school substitutes? Forget it. Forget about it. Because nobody wants, who wants to be a sub? Who's typically going to be a sub? A retired teacher, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're doing everything they can to try and cover it up, or try to cover the bases, so to speak. Not cover it up, but cover the bases. And that's hard.
It is very hard.
And I don't know what the answer is for that. Building supplies still are higher priced. So all the bids for any projects you're going to be doing are higher.
Supply and demand.
Go by car dealerships and take a look at how many cars that are in there that they've got
That all goes back to it. It's a labor shortage, and without the kind of labor to produce these goods cheaply, then things are going to get higher in price.
Well, yeah, and there's simply no way around it. Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those that says, hey, if you can't find a way to get the product, and these are chips that typically are made in China. Now, could those chips be made someplace else?
Probably.
But is it too little too late to try to think? You can't.
I don't know if it's too little too late. It's more a case of it's already here. Why move it?
Well, it's already here. Why move it? But also the fact is, if we've got to go through this thing again.
And you're talking about stuff from China. You keep in mind, over the past almost 2 years, it's been the
tradition of news, sports, and public affairs excellence continues. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.